Okay, today is Daf Yud Beis. We are on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. We are by the two dots where 6 lines down from where the lines are wide, where it says Zehaklal, Kol Davash and Makabel Tuma. Anything that's Makabel Tuma, you're not allowed to use for Sukkah. You're not allowed to use for Schach. Anything that's Makabel Tuma. There are two things that are Makabel Tuma that you're not allowed to use. Kalim, number one, and number two is food. Those two things you're not allowed to use. So, Menahan Emili, how do you know that? Where do we get that from? So, Amr Shlokish, Damar Kor, says, the Pasuk says, it says, Eid Yalem in Aretz, right, that the mist will come up from the ground, clouds, and the sukkahs in the midbar were also clouds. So, the Shlokish makes a Gzir Rishava, clouds to clouds. Ma Eid, Davash in the Makabal Tuma, just like clouds. It's not Makabal Tuma. Clouds are not Makabal Tuma. V'gidulo min ha'aretz, and they grow from the ground, because they originate in the ground. Ah, so too sukkah, davar she'ein Makabal Tuma. It's something that's not Makabal Tuma. It can't be Makabal Tuma. V'gidulo min ha'aretz, has to go from the ground. You like that, Vart? That the Gemara says? Now, one second. There's a machlokes, what kind of sukkahs there were in the midbar. Were they clouds, or were they real sukkahs? Says the Gemara, that makes perfect sense if you hold they were Nani HaKavod. Right? They were like magic, you know, lofty, spiritual, heavenly clouds. Then the Gzeir Shavah makes sense. Elo Laman Damar Sukkahs Mamish Hayu Lahem. Because if you hold they were real Sukkahs, Ma'ik L'Neimar. What kind of source is that? Ma'ik L'Neimar. The Tanya. It says, I sat you in Sukkot and when you were in the Midbar, right? And Ani HaKavod, how you did Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, they were Ani HaKavod. They were clouds. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ki Besukos, Omer Sukkos Mamish Asulahem. They were Mamish Sukkos. Okay? Mamish Sukkos. They were real Sukkos. So if they're real Sukkos, what kind of source is that? What kind of makar is this? From the clouds of Parshas Bereishis. Right, it's the Eid Yalam and Aretz, Parshas Bereishis. Hashem invented clouds. So what kind of makar is that if they tell me that they were real sukkahs? Right? Okay.
Where would they have gotten the real sukkahs from?
I don't know. They got material. So the truth is, you asked me a good question. Because many ask, how come there's a yontif for the sukkahs, but there's no yontif for the mun, and there's no yontif for the be'er? What?
Every week you have a reminder of Mon.
So why we should have every week a reminder of Sukkot? The whole 40 years is like that.
Because the Yantar for Sukkot is really, the answer is it's really about Hashem coming back to Bnei Israel. Hashem wanted nothing to do with Bnei Israel and he came back on Sukkot.
That's one part. But the Pashtus answer is because you can't live without food and water. So with thanking Hashem that he gave us food and water.
You can't live without shelter.
No, it's not true. You can live in the floor. You can live. So without shelter you could have managed somehow. You can live like you can manage, you're gonna die. But without food and water, you're gonna die. That's a Pashtun answer.
Your Boy Scouts,
your answer is what?
To do with shelter.
What do you say?
If you learn in the Boy Scouts, one of the three things you have to do in order to survive in the wilderness is shelter.
Right. But you know what I'm saying? It's the least important that you need. With food and water, you're gonna die. So Hashem gave us food and water, we have to live. You know, without that, you're gonna die. You have to have a place to sleep? You don't have to. So for that, Hashem did it anyway, that's a big nace. That for that we're thanking Hashem. The Rosh Brahms is a different vort. He says that at the moment of the harvest, which is when Sukkot is, it's the moment of the harvest, when we have so much bounty, we remember, you know what? When in the midbar we had nothing. Everything we relied on Hashem. And it's the same thing over here. Even though we have a lot of bounty, it's really just relying on Hashem. It's really just for his benevolence, and that's when it's the end of only on Sukkot. Okay. Either way, honey, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva, Michael, and Amar. What do you say? Go to Rabbi Akiva. There's no sukkah. Kiyaser of Dimi, Amar Biyachon. You're right. Another vort. Amar Kro. It says Chag Hasukkos Tasselach. It says Chag Hasukkos, and we asked this already once. Makish Sukkah LeChagiga. What's Chag Hasukkos? Chag. The word Chag means a carbon. Chagiga has to do with karbanos. What's Chag Sukkos? Doesn't really make sense. And the Torah specifically, we bring a lot of Kabbalahs and Sukkot, more than any other Yontif. A lot of kabbalas in sukkahs. What it calls chad sukkahs. So it's a hekish. Makish sukkah lechagiga. Ma chagiga davar she'enu makabal tuma. So it's like chagiga is something which is not makabal tuma. Live animals are not makabal tuma. And the gedulim in the earth, and of course in the ground. As sukkahs, so to sukkahs. Davar she'enu makabal tuma.
Kabbalas grow from the ground?
Yeah, 1 second. The gedulim in the earth, and they grow from the ground. Now they grow from the ground. So look at this long Rashi, which we can do the whole Rashi now. Last Rashi says, "Kol behemal Rabbi Yochanan gedulei karkein." They grow from the ground. Now, they don't really grow from the ground; they get nourished from the ground. Shemina karka gedilim, from the ground they grow. Vini zonin, and they sustain themselves. Aval dogim umelach, but salt, fish, band of pitrios, mushrooms, lav gedulei karka. That's not even called gedulei karka. That's not called gedulei karka at all. Vegabi meiser, when it comes to meiser sheni. Karina Lahu, Libehemos Gedulei Karka. We call animals Gedulei Karka. It says, Damakwa, it says in I think Parshas A, the Maaser Sheni, Renathata HaKesef, right, you can change it for money. You can exchange it for money, the Maaser Sheni, you can exchange for money. You don't want to schlep all your fruit down to Yerushalayim. So what do you sell it? And with bring the money. The money you can schlep, right? Kechol Asher Tavas Nafshecha. With everything your heart desires. And what are you allowed to buy with it? Meat. Right? Ma, prat, beforeish, pre, mi pre, for gedulei karka. You know, it can be pre, and, or something that grows from a pre, and gedulei karka, and you can use animals. How can you buy animals? Animals don't grow from the ground. The answer is they do. You can buy kabanos. You can get kabanos, or stam meat. How could that be? The answer is they do grow from the ground. Mihu, kiven delo kama milsaihu kerb yochanan. We're not going to hold like this in a minute. We're going to have a pirch on this in a minute. We're gonna slug this up in a minute, and it's not gonna be a makar for it's not gonna be a makar for using things that aren't makabel tuma. It's not gonna be a valid makar. So the law parchin we're gonna say ima chagiga balichayim. If the chagigas are alive, then you can use live animals to fischach, and you can't do that. You can't use live animals fischach. So why not? So v'alfin in time of migarcha miyekvecha. We're gonna learn that from the migarcha from your silo. And from your wine vat, from your wine, what's it called, winery? Lo samchinen Allah lachshur l'schach ba'oros. So don't think you could use hides for schach.
Which is probably what they use in the midbar.
Because they grow from the ground. So they're not because they're animals. The nehi the gedulei karka ikri. It's true that animals are called gedulei karka. Al shem she'aretz megad lasan, because the land sustains them b'mira with pasture uparnasa and parnasa. Right, the animals have parnasa, they eat from the ground. Avol gidulim in aretz lo ikri. You can't call an animal something growing from the ground. That's crazy. They don't grow from the ground. Hey, they get sustained from the ground. That's not the same thing. El davar hatzomeach min akarka. Only thing that mamish tomeach, it grows in the ground. Lo behemos, not animals. Ditanya basach was a polim. In Bava Metzi it says, polim ochlim davar she gidulim in aretz. They can eat things that grow from the ground. Vigomar milosaksam shor b'disho. It's learned that from Losachsam Shor B'disho. Ma daish miyuchad davar shegedulim in aretz, yotza hacholev, hamachabetz, hamagabin, milk, cheese, these kinds of things, they come from animals, don't grow from the ground, right? Alma lav gedulim in aretz, kri lutana. They're not called something that grows from the ground. So they get sustained from the ground, but they don't go from the ground. But anyway, this whole thing, this whole exercise is irrelevant, because we're going to dispute it right now. Why? Ma chagiga, ima chagiga balechayim, asukkah nami balechayim, well, if chagigas are live animals, then maybe you can make a schach from live animals. Kiyasa Ravin, Amar B'yochan, Amar Kwa. No, here's the source, that you can use things that grow from the ground, that things that get on Amakabal Tova. It says, Ba'aspecha, when you gather in, Migorncha, from your silo, Umiyekvecha, and from your wine vat, right? B'psoles, Gorin V'yekev HaKasav Medaber. The Pasuk is talking about the psoles, the refuse of Gorin and Yekev. Maybe it's talking about the Gorin and Yekev itself. Maybe it's talking about wheat and wine itself. So then if that would be pshat, the Minchas Yehuda says, if that would be pshat, it would say, be'aspecha ligorncha, to the silo. What's mi gorncha? From, right? Therefore, it means that it says migorncha, right? It's after you've already taken out what you need from the goren, the refuse you can use for schach. Not the main thing, the refuse. after you've made the wine, the refuse you can use for tzchach.
How could it possibly be to use your liquid?
You see, the Gemara says, the aim of Gorin Atzmo, the Yakiv Atzmo.
It's not the schmutz.
No, it is a schmutz.
No, we're saying it's
how could it be? The aim of Gorin.
What was the happening? You say it was liquid.
Right, one second. The aim of Gorin Atzmo, the Yakiv Atzmo. It means the Gorin itself and the Yakiv itself. On Rav Zera, Yakiv Tzivkan. It says Yakiv. Yekev, what does Yekev mean? So Rashi says, "Demashma la'achar shenase yayin." After you've already made the wine, v'yev shalaschachich bo. You can't use schach on that, right? You can't use schach with wine. You can't use liquid. It must mean the refuse. Maskevlor of Yirmiya. So Yirmiya asks, "V'e yayin karish?" Maybe it means hardened wine, right? Haba misnir shudam le'egula devela, like which already which they make that and it looks like a pack of figs. So it has a hardness to it, and you can maybe, and it, why can't you cover your sukkah with that? Amrav Zera, Hamil Sahavi Biyadan. We thought we had an answer. The author of Yirmiya, Vishada Beinarba. And Yirmiya came and took an axe and chopped it down. We thought we had a good pshat, and Yirmiya came along and knocked away the whole pshat. Maybe it means Yayin Karish. Right? Rashi says, Katsalava Garzan, Klomer, Heshiv Chuvo Nitzchas. He gave such a good answer. We don't have an answer to that question. We don't have an answer to that. Ravashi Omar, Migorncha. No, it says Migorncha. Velo Gorin Atzmo. Not the Gorin itself. Mi Yekvecha. From your Yekev. Velo Yekev Atzmo. Not the Yekev itself. Rav Chista Omar Mihacha. A different pasuk. It says Tzu'uha Har. This is a pasuk in the future by Ezra. When they made sukkahs, Rashi says, Pasuk Hu B'Sefer Ezra, Lasso Sukkos. Velo Hiskir Kan El Dover She'en Amakabal Toma V'Gedul Benaretz. The only thing it mentions are things that grow from the ground. What they bring? Tzuahor, v'viu alei zayis, alei eitz, shemen, alei hadas, alei tmarim, alei eitz avos. All these things. That's what you can use for schach. So one second. Hainu hadas, hainu eitz avos. It says the same thing twice. Hadasim and eitz avos are the same things. Why does the Gemara say, why is the pasuk say it twice? So the Gemara says, no. Amar of chista, hadas shote l'sukkah. Now, if it's a pasul, hadasim, use them for schach. Eitz avos, lulav. But if it's a good schach, if it's a good hadasim, sorry, then you save them for the lulav. So what do you see from here? These are the makoros that whatever you use for the sukkah cannot be a keli, it cannot be a kabal tuma, and it grows from the ground. So that's how we use things that grow from the ground. And an akelim. Okay. Chavile kash, bundles of straw, the chavile etim, or bundles of wood. The chavile zeradin, or bundles of cane, ein mesachachin behen. You're not allowed to use them for schach. Why not? Why can't you use them for schach? You're not allowed to use them for schach. Why not? The Gemara is going to give a reason. What's the Gemara's reason going to be? The reason's going to be it's a gzeira. What's the gzeira? The gzeira is that if we allow to use bundles, you'll maybe use bundles without the shame schach. The rabbi said, the Torah said I can use bundles. The Torah says you can't use bundles. It's in the Torah you're allowed to use a bundle. But the rabbis felt if you use a bundle, people are going to have like these bundles stored up on top of their roof, and then they'll make it, they'll sit in the sukkah without l'shem tzchach, and that's a problem. So for that reason, they said you can't use bundles. Says the Aruch Laner, what if the only sukkah you have is a sukkah made with bundles? So you have two choices. You could sit in a sukkah that's made with bundles, which is Aser Midrabanan, or sit in your house, which is Aser Midaraisa. Says Aruch Laner, if you only have this, only this, only if you did that, sit in the sukkah. Why? It's better to be Minatori, you got a mitzvah. Midrabanan, you didn't. If you're sitting in your house, of course you didn't get a mitzvah. You're sitting in your house. So those are your two options. I wonder how far you take this. It's very interesting. Do you take it for every Midrabanan? Anytime there's a din, the Rabbanah had a lot of rules about sukkah. The Torah is not so machmed about anything. The Rabbanah are machmed about a lot of different things. So if you have no choices, sit in that. It's better than sitting in the house. How can it be worse? Maybe you don't make a bracha. Right. I don't know about that. Maybe you don't make a bracha. But the bracha is a machiv anyway. So interesting, no?
They made the same comment about two things ago. They say, we used to sleep under the bed.
Right.
Said it's better to sleep under the bed than sleep under the bed.
Than sleep in the house. Yeah. Right.
There is,
huh?
Yeah.
Well,
might
be an INR.
Maris
no way to the bed.
What?
You see it. You're not supposed to be doing it.
Right. Right. The kulon shehitiron ksheros. But if you untie them, then it's perfectly fine. If you untie the bundle, it's perfectly fine. The kulon ksheros lidafonos. And they're all anything. Walls come in out of anything. Can make a wall out of anything. Right? Says look at this Rashi. Says Rashi, the sukkah, the walls could be made out of anything. We have an issue with that issue, with that statement? The walls could be out of anything?
No, the issue is why they have to say that.
What, right. So that, look at this long Rashi to explain. Walls can be made out of anything. They call sukkah hakas of schach mashva. Because the word sukkah means schach. So the walls, I don't care what the walls are made out of. The sukkah means schach. The dofen lo ikri sukkah. The wall's not called a sukkah. Right, the second time he says this. The nafkalon, we learned it earlier, dafanos, mi basukos, basukos, basukos. Right? We have that some daf dalid. The miitura dekroy, from the extra words of sukkahs, yalfinon, we learned it out, velo mash meusa. It doesn't mean that without the drasha. Without the drasha, what would I think? The Torah says sukkah six times, so many times, double, over, plural, right? And we learn from there, the walls come out of anything. It says Rashi, I wouldn't have thought that, it's not for this extra drasha. Hilkach, sukkahs, taseh, ba'aspecha, migoncha, when it says you should make a sukkah out of the refuse, aschachahu dekai, it's only going on the schach. So the walls can be made out of whatever you want. Rashi says like four times in this Rashi that the sukkah can be, the schach has to be made, all you care about is the schach, and the walls can be made out of it. What's he driving at? What's he saying? So the Aruch Lenin says like this. Rish Lakish said that how do you know that you have to make a sukkah out of things that are not makabel tumah and things that grow from the ground? And the answer was clouds. So Rashi says, wait a minute, clouds? The walls were also clouds. The walls were also clouds. The Nani covered it, also the walls too. So if the walls were clouds, how could you make whatever you want out of the walls? If the walls were also clouds, and you can't, that's where Rosh Lakish's source was. They had a kash on him, right? They said, that's only if you hold that they're made out of clouds. But if they're made out of regular sukkah mamas, what are you going to say, Rosh Lakish? So they already left them alone. But Rosh Lakish held, maybe he held that the sukkahs were made out of clouds in the Midbar. And if they were made out of clouds, then why are the walls made out of anything you want? What's the difference? Clouds and tzach. So Rashi has to come along four times to tell you, no. The walls are not called sukkah. They could have been made out of clouds. It doesn't matter what they're made out of. It doesn't matter what they're made out of. All we care about is the tzach. Walls? Hashem wanted to make it out of clouds. It's fine for him. It's very nice. It's not a halacha. That's why Rashi says it so many times here. Fascinating how the Achronim read Rashi. Rashi says it so many times to drive home the point, yeah, even if you hold the sukkah was made out of clouds, so the walls should be made out of the same thing as the sukkah. It should be the same thing. You can't make it out of makabel tumah. Clouds. It's gzeirah shavah from Parshas Bereishis. No. That's what Rashi says. Sukkah doesn't mean cloud, doesn't mean the walls. It only means the sukkah. Aye, the walls of the Midbar were made out of clouds. That's very lovely for the Midbar. That's nothing to do with halacha.
Rashi does everything very short as much as possible. Why didn't you say that?
Because, by the way, Rashi is as short as much as possible and he's the most wordy Rishon.
Sometimes.
So always extra words. And he's so concise. Only a master like Rashi could do that. Be so wordy and so concise at the same time. No one else could do that. Right? Sometimes you read these, like, they go on and on and on. They repeat themselves, right? Sometimes, right, you have these Rishonim, and then you have some Rishonim, you don't even know what they're saying. So terse, like Tosa sometimes. You don't know what he's saying. He's so terse. Rashi's never like that. He's terse and wordy at the same time. Which is why he's not on the page. Right? He made it to the page. Because he's doesn't need my askama, but I'm saying. Okay. Okay, by the way, the Arzuru, what?
That's a good point.
What?
That's why he made the page.
Exactly. The Arzuru says that the Yerushalmi says that, no, there's a Yerushalmi out there that argues and says that in a chanami, the walls have to be made out of the same material as the schach. Walls can't be makabel tumah. And the Bach says, a bal nefesh will hold like that. Do you know anybody who holds like that? Nobody. The Bach said a bal nefesh will hold like that. Right? And the Mishnah Berurah says, we don't hold that to be Yerushalmi. You don't have to be machmel like that. You're not a bal nefesh if you do. You want to do it, go right ahead. You don't get any points in Shemayim for that. We hold that the Bavli, that the walls came out of anything you want, and you can make the walls out of anything you want. You don't have to be machmir like the Yerushalmi that says, no, the walls have to be made of the same thing. You don't have to do that. You don't have to go down that road. Okay.
I don't understand. When it comes to the walls, how come they don't apply Peshur Ketaduru? Nobody leaves in a house. They have two walls and one tefach. So why is that accepted for
it's a good question. It's a good question. Kuteshu to came to do. We didn't have that statement yet, did we? We didn't have that yet in the Gemara. I don't think we had those words yet. That's a very arbitrary statement. The Chacham say it when they want to. Right? When they want to say it, they say it. And you're right. Who lives in a sukkah with a half a wall and
no one? Nobody says, what's that? Yes, that's the sukkah you should build.
Wait, it's not true. When we play around with walls based on this.
But not in your house.
But nobody says that, one second. Nobody says.
No, it's a Teshu de Kiduru.
Nobody says, go lechatchila, build that sukkah. If you have it, that's the minimum. But nobody says, go lechatchila. That's just telling what the minimum is. Nobody says, lechatchila, that's your mohudr de sukkah. Is two walls with a little something sticking out.
No, but they say it by, like, you know, the way you dishes and all these things. Whatever you do in your house, you do in the sukkah.
Right.
Why? Teshu came to do it.
Right, but if you use plastic in your sukkah, you're doing an Eira.
No, of course not.
So that's the same thing. It's just a nice concept. It's not a law.
I hear. Okay.
You can violate anything if you use plastic in your sukkah. It's just not. It's the best way to do it.
The way we do it is mutter.
Right.
Even the Reformed Jews, they do it.
Amr of Yaakov, Shmas Minav Rabbi Yochanan Tarti. Rabbi Yochanan said we learn two halachas from here. Chada ha. One is that you're not allowed to make bundles. You're not allowed to use a schach with bundles. The idach, and the second one is hachotet begadish lasach lo sukkah in a sukkah. If somebody hollows out a haystack, sit in the haystack, you're not a valid sukkah. Why not? It's the right shear. But it's not a valid sukkah. Why not? Because the schach got created memela, got created in a roundabout way. I didn't put the schach on, I just carved out a space to sit. Now, the mission is going to say that soon. Anyway, chadam is from gzeres otzer. One's a gzera of an otzer, that's this issue. Gzeres otzer means, a storehouse. People will think, that's where I store my stuff. It's a good sukkah, I have schach up there. But it wasn't made l'shem sukkah, it's a problem, it's a gzera. And v'chadam is from tasev lo manasui. V'lo yedana haimanayim is from otzer, v'haimanayim is from tasev lo manasui. I don't know which one's for which reason. Both reasons apply to both. Which one's the an answer? Amar of Yirmiyah, Nechzianan. Let's check it out. Damar of Fia Bar Abba, Amar of Yochanan. If they ma amru chavile kash v'chavile eitzim v'chavile zirodim ein mesach in them. How can we not use bundles of straw, bundles of wood, bundles of cane? Why can't I use them for schach? Why does the Chacham say no? Why not? So the answer is, pa'amim, sometimes, shadam baman asad de be'erif, he's going to come home in the evening time from work, v'chavile asar al tsefu, he's got this bundle on his shoulder, Umenicho al gabe sukaso kedeli avsha. He's going to put it on top of his hut to dry off the bundle. And you know what? The nimlach alehel ischach. He'll change his mind and use it for schach. Va'torah amra tasev alom and asri. And the Torah says, tasev alom and asri here means, and it's a gzeres otzer. It says different opposite of what it means. It's a tasev alom and asri. What that means is, and then it's going to become, it's a gzera. Why? Because it was never made l'shem schach. It's not tasev alom and asri in the classic sense of what tasev alom and asri means. Right? You left it there to dry. Your wife says, you made a sukkah? Oh my God, I forgot to make it. I'll use that for a sukkah. Right? Right? So that's therefore you're good. Therefore you're good. You're good to go.
It's interesting that the Gemara don't define how many are on the bundle, but the Mishnah Berurah says 25.
Where do you get that from?
I don't know. But that's what the Mishnah Berurah says,
right.
25.
Right? Right. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Vatorah Amra Tasev Lam and Asri Bipuzzle." So Rashi throws in that word. You're not going to make it with puzzle schach, puzzle things. V'zeh shenesachik sham shelo l'shem schach. You didn't make it l'shem schach. Afilu tzel. Even if you made it for shade, you didn't do that either. El yavish. You just did it to dry off the bundle. Ain shem sukkah chal. It's not a sukkah. V'hilgach gazer rabbanon. The rabbanon made a gzera. You shouldn't use bundles. Afilu hu hayimatilin alol shem sukkah hachad. Even if you had in mind, I'm making this for my sukkah. Even if you have in mind, you're not allowed to do it. Gzer mishum de chavilin de log de chalashan akula. Nick a pasul daraisa. It's pasul daraisa. If it's made the whole year like that. Why is it pasul daraisa? Because it's not made l'shem schach at all. In other words, even if it's made l'shem schach, you're still not allowed to do it. The rabbanon still said don't do it. Or two, the time you're not going to do it l'shem schach. Right? Alma, time of the mastisim hacha mishum gzeres otzer, whom the rabbanon? Tells in the rabbanon. Minotaur is nothing wrong with it. Made the rabbanon, don't use bundles. Even if you did a l'shem sukkah, don't use a bundle. Okay. Now, midahar mishum gzeres otzer back in the Gemara, ha, the haystack, is mishum tasev lomad asli. That's the reason. Right? Verb Yaakov, now.
I'm sorry, it's here on Tosfos, it says, Chavila Yisrozim, Mefarj Be'erushalmi, Ein Chavili Pechuta Me'esh Mechamesh, Mechamesh
Akane. I see that. Okay, very good. 25 pieces, makes up a bundle. Okay. So yeah. Now, Rabbi Yaakov asked, there were two halachas learned out of this Mishnah. One is the Otzer, one is the haystack. I don't know which reason applies to which. So we just said, Chia Bar Abba said it. So Rabbi Yaakov, Hachter, Chia Bar Abba, lo Shmila. He didn't hear the halacha from Chia Bar Abba, so he didn't know. Fine. Amar Vashi, Otu Chavile Kash, Vechavile Eitzim, Bishom Gzeris Otzer Ika, Bishom Tasev Laman Otzer Leka. One second, it's only because of an Otzer? Isn't it also Tasev Laman Otzer? If you put a bundle there for no reason, and then you change your mind and decide to use it for, isn't that a problem with Tasev Laman Otzer? It was done in a backhanded way. Same thing. V'achotit begadish. And if somebody hollows out a haystack, mishum tasev l'amanasa ikka, it's a problem tasev l'amanasa. Mishum gzeres otzer leka, it's not a problem of gzeres otzer, right? Yeah. Right? So why is it gzeres otzer? Why is that? If I take a haystack and I hollow out a place to sit, why is that gzeres otzer? So Rashi says, second to last Rashi on the page, Milo matzinan lememar nami, dafilu sasar hakol, klape mala. Even if you hollowed out the haystack, l'shem mitzvah, v'naneya omrin, shalaschach, and you lifted up every piece of hay, which should be good, v'chazer uv'inichon l'shem sukkah, and then you put them back down to make a sukkah, kapasal, it's still pasal. It's still pasal, mimas nisan, midrabanan, mishum gzeres otzer. The zimnin, sometimes, the lomanane, you're not going to do that. You're not going to lift every piece of schach up. If I want to make it, my wife says, you made a sukkah? No, you made a sukkah? Oh, I've got to make a sukkah. Let me holler about the haystack. Oh, I went to the dafyomi, I'm not allowed to do that. I have to pick up the schach. I'll pick up the schach and put it back down. Isn't that great? What's wrong with my sukkah? The Rabbanon said it's no good. Why? Because the next guy is not going to pick up the schach. He's going to see you sitting in there. He's going to think, oh, you can just do that. So there's a gzeira, you're not allowed to do that. Right? Kedis and Begabe, Chavil and the
Psul. Isn't that called Marosayin?
What?
Isn't that called Marosayin?
It's a gzeira. Yes, it's a gzeira. Don't do it like this, because the next guy is not going to know the halacha. Or you forget to do that. It's not really Marosayin.
Somebody's going to think that.
What about you? You know, you yourself also. You'll forget to do that. I really have to do this. I just to holler out of haystack. It's good enough. So it's two reasons. Number one, it's a problem of tasev lomanosui. And even if you lift up the schach, it's still a problem. Why? Next time you'll forget. It's not Marosayin. The next guy will forget. So either you or the next guy. Either way. So really both reasons apply to both cases. Rabbi Yochanan Amalach, no. Hacha, by the bundles of our Mishnah, Diktoni, it's saying, Ein Mesachachin Behen. Now, Lechatchila, who the Ein Mesachachin. Mishum Gzeres Otzer. Chachili not allowed to. Ha, Daraisa Shaper Dummy. But Midaraisa, there's nothing wrong with it. Something wrong with it, Midaraisa. Hasam, by the case of the haystack, Diktoni Ein a sukkah. It says Ein a sukkah. It's not a sukkah. I feel b'di'evit nami Ein a sukkah. Even b'di'evit, it's not a sukkah. It's mamash not a sukkah. So that's why they're different. They're totally different. Right? Like I said, if all you have is a haystack that you call it out, or your house, you might as well sit in your house. They're both not good. The Minotaur, they're both not good. The thing with the bundles, the Minotaur, it's good. Especially if you had it in mind. Minotaur, it's good. So Rabbanan said, don't do it. Don't do it. That's a totally different story. Okay. Next. Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav. Sachacha b'chitzin zecharin. So there are two kinds of arrows. There's an arrow that's a male, which is a stick of wood, which you stick on a arrowhead, But the arrowhead has a hole in it, a hollow, to go onto the spear, onto the metal, onto the wooden wooden stick. So the stick is called a male, and the arrow is called a female. That's one way to have an arrow. You could do the other way around also. You could have a female stick, which is a hole in the stick, and then the arrowhead fits into it. It's a female stick. It's a male stick and a female stick. Now, a male stick is not really a kli.
Just
a piece of wood.
Right.
The female stick is a kli.
Right.
The male stick is just a piece of wood. Right? So what's the story here? So Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, Sechah... What?
You have non-binary
one? Yeah, right. Sechah b'chitz in Zecharim, if you have male stick, a male stick, kshira, it's kosher. Why is it kosher? It's not a kli. It's just a piece of wood. Tosfos says something. I'm not sure I understand it. Look at the second Tosfos. Lo domo. It's not like l'shar pshutei kli eitz. Like other. There's a halacha like pshutei kli eitz. Just a piece of wood, right? Kimo daf shel nachtomin. The board of the bakers. So they bake on that. So those boards. They don't have a receptacle. It's called a base kibble. They don't have that. It's just a piece of wood. Nevertheless. Perkamokar is a bias, the Makabal Tumma with the Rabbanim. But the Makabal Tumma, why? They use for a kli. They're a kli. So why is the board of the baker different than an arrow? That's a kli. It's also a kli. What's the difference? Here the Gemara says you're allowed to use the zichars, the males, because they're not really kalim. But why is the board of a nachto any different?
The arrow head might be different, but the arrow itself.
The arrow, they're talking about the arrow itself.
The arrow itself is a piece of wood.
Right. So, but so is the board of the baker. It's a piece of wood.
I said, but one's a piece of wood.
So. The Mekabel Tumah Derabanan. The Hani, I feel him with Derabanan Tahorin. Because the precious Le'el. These arrowheads are Tariv Midrabanan. So what's the difference between an arrowhead and a board and the baker's board?
You can't hold water.
What?
You can't hold any water. Maybe there's a little indentation on the baker's
board. No, so I don't get that answer. Listen to this. So, the feel him with Derabanan Tahorin, because the precious Le'el, Gabi Mizgarto Lamala Hoysa. That the mizgeres surrounding the shulchan was a tefach. What does that have to do with the price of tea in China? Like, what does that have to do with anything? Right? So.
It may make a difference because if you have, let's say, a chair leg that's broken off a chair.
Right? So we're going to get to that in the next Mishnah. So what does that say for what? Say for what?
So maybe one has mamish to it.
Right?
No.
So
maybe something that's decorative would still be, which has no base keeper, would still be considered a keli if it has
some sort of.
The answer is it has a use.
No, they both have uses.
What?
They both have uses.
No, the arrowhead now has no use. The arrow has no use. It's a piece of wood. In order for me to have the use, I have to do something to it. So right now it has no use. It has no purpose, and therefore it's mutter. However, a baker's board has a use.
Really.
Therefore, it's Mekabel Tumah Midrabanan.
One second, they both have a use if you use it for something.
No, one has to be attached to something in order to use it. No,
right.
The arrowhead itself has no.
I have a butcher's block.
Right. That's
right.
It's usable.
So it's usable. It's usable right now.
But the arrow
is not usable right now. I have to add to it.
Yeah,
what does that do to? What does that do to Ms. Garris? I'm not sure what it has to do with the mizgeret. Why is that? Why is that?
Mizgeret is probably not a base kibble either. It's just decorative. So it's telling you that it has a purpose.
Once you attach it.
Well, or as base kibble.
I think most poskim say that bamboo canes are valid stuff. But if you hollow them out by taking out the pith that's on the inside of the cane, presumably it then becomes a clear that it's invalid.
Interesting.
Who's it going?
What? I don't know.
Most bamboos are. People use split bamboos which have a hole in the door sometimes.
They do?
Yeah, sure. They use the hair bamboo and the inside has the curve.
They grow that way.
They grow
high,
so therefore.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, the nikevos psulos. But if you use a female arrow, that's a problem because it has a receptacle. It has a hole in it. So zecharim kshira pshita. Isn't it obvious that you can use a male arrow? Not obvious. It doesn't have any. It's nothing. It's a piece of wood. So Gemara says, "Now the tana, I would have thought nigzer zecharim out the nekevos. We'll make gzera. We're not going to use the male arrows. Maybe we'll use the female arrows. Kamash v'lan. We don't make such a gzera, right? We don't make such a gzera. Damar mar benekevos psula. Oh, sorry, nekevos psula pshita. Now, female arrow, you're not allowed to use. Obviously, you're not allowed to use a female arrow. It's what do you call it?
Keli.
It's a keli. Mazatema, I would have thought base kibble. Asui limalos, it's a base kibble that you're going to fill up. Nobody has arrows without putting the arrow on, the arrowhead on. Not, therefore, losh me kibble, kamash malan. I would have thought it sounded really, it's not really a kli. No, it is a kli. What does it mean? Asui limalos? Milui olam, shlola hatroken ode. You're never leaving it open like that. You're not leaving it open like that. You're not leaving it like that. You're going to fill it up. If you use combed flax, it's pasul. Why is it pasul? Because Rashi says, because it's already at the stage where it can become getzaras on it. It's already considered a beged. It's already considered that's the bottom line. It's considered a beged. Bahunte pishdan kshera. But not processed pishdan is still valid. It's not considered a kli. It's not considered a kli. For hushni, hushni's in the middle. It's partially finished, partially not finished. We're not sure what it is. Pishdan, any, I don't know. I don't know. Is that considered, I don't know. Any day, I don't know. Mao vahushni atzman, any day. What does that mean, vahushni? Mao vahushni atzman, any day. Imanavshach. Either way you look at it. It doesn't mean either way you look at it. Meaning, I'm not sure what it means. E dayek velo nafitz. If it's beaten but not combed, hushni karile. That's called hushni. Avotari but soaked, velo dayek, but it's not beaten, hutzni karile. That's called hutzni. Odilma, tari velo dayek, nami hushni karile. Even if it's soaked but not beaten, it's also called hushni, which is a suffix. I don't even know what the suffix is. I don't have no idea. So at some point it reaches the stage of a beged. At some point it's not. In the middle stages, we're not sure.
So, I mean, I've been told that if you want to use cord to secure the strap to the, you should use something that's from a natural thing, but it's already processed, isn't it?
You can't cut it
off. I don't know, is that true? Are they processed? Those ropes?
Yeah.
Well, they're certainly curved, don't they?
You have to make it
a rope. No, but I know that you tie down the stock.
You can. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. How about tying things to the stock, too? That's
it. Okay, so a little two more lines. Amar Vuda, Hani Shushi, Shushi is fern, the Shutri Artemisia, what is that? Besachach in behend. You could use them sechach, because why? Because they're not food, and then I'm a kavel tumah. Abaya Amar, Beshushi Mesachin, Beshutri lo Mesachin. No, the Shutri you shouldn't use. My time, why not? Kivan, Desari, Richaihu, Shavuk Lehuvanafik. Since it's going to smell bad, you're going to pick up and leave the sukkah. You're going to get up and leave, and it's going to be foul smelling. And if you're not going to sit in your sukkah. Says the Ritva, that if that's true, then you shouldn't make the walls out of them either. Right? So, you shouldn't make the walls out of them either. Yeah, fine. Now, the reason I brought it up is because we're going to have the issue coming up about things that I could sit in the sukkah. It's a perfectly kosher sukkah. But there's another reason why I can't be in the sukkah. So is that a valid sukkah or not? And the Gemara is going to have both ways. And I don't know, there's a sefer I have at home on Hilchas Sukkah, and he talks about when if you have a sukkah, like if you're living in like near the terrorists in Israel. So there's valid sukkah. It's a kosher sukkah. But you're sitting in that sukkah. They'll shoot you, but there's the Arabs. They'll shoot you out and kill you. So it's not is it a valid sukkah? It's made 100% every halacha, every chumrah. Lines, I can't sit in it. Because you can't put your life in the line. I can't sit in that sukkah. So is that a valid... And what if I do sit in it? And nothing happens to me. Is it a valid sukkah? The Gemara is going to have both ways. About these... Oh, like it smells. It's a perfectly valid sukkah. But I can't sit in it. Here the Gemara says, not a good sukkah. If it smells, it's not a good sukkah. You're going to force to believe. But it's 100%... Every chumrah is made. Every chumrah... But since I can't sit in it, it's not a valid sukkah. And they're going to come out, we're going to have, this is an interesting question.
Why should it be any different than rain?
What?
Why should that be any different?
No, so rain's a patur.
Because he's made.
So is this
right?
Is
made
thing? Your why is this patur? The difference is in this case, the sukkah is really no good. The smelly sukkah, the problem is inherently in the sukkah.
He's saying it's inherent.
In the case with the terrorists, it's an outside factor that makes the sukkah no good. Here, it's the actual sukkah itself.
So well, okay, Mary, I hear the distinction. I agree with it. I like it. All right, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.